Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting on Monday, July 16, 2018. Begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
And if you don't mind, please bow your heads. Father, we come before you asking for that divine wisdom that you said you would give if we seek it. For this court, we seek it. Not just for this court, but we seek it. We ask that you give that same divine wisdom to each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Father, we ask that you put that loving arm around those families that have loved ones away fighting for the democracy of this country. And Father, we ask that you have our leaders to stand up and be leaders for our country. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our attention today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider approved specifications for request for proposal for grant administration management services for community development block grant disaster recovery plan, Jefferson County, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200. Item B is consider approved specification for invitation for bid for repair hanging number 2 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That's for the helicopter manager, that's what. Item C is consider establish and approve selection review committee to include one elected official to review the responses received from RFP for grant administration and management services for CDBG disaster recovery for Jefferson County as per the CDBG disaster program procurement guidelines. Item D is consider approve award execute receive file acceptance of an offer for a term contract for microfilm supplies in Jefferson County with Decision One Group and Dot Microfilm Inc., which is micrographic and imaging systems, and the Windward Group LLC is shown on attachment A. Item E is considered approved execute receipt file contract amendment for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County, which was done pricing to Stericycle Inc. as a big vendor acquired XL Medical Waste. Item F is to consider and approve and execute change order number 7 for Chief Phase 5 community sewer improvements for Granger Pump and Fort Main installation with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors for an increase in number of work days by 19 due to inclement weather conditions, bringing the total number of working days from 167 to 186. And that project is funded by a Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item G is to consider and approve and execute change order number 8 for Chief Phase 5 community sewer improvements with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors for the correction of 2 of the 7 bid alternate service location addresses. That'll increase the number of working days by 73 due to inclement weather conditions and administrative delays for income verification of low to moderate income households. Brings the total number of working days from the project from 186 to 259 days. Item H is consider and approve execute receipt file of professional services agreement with LaBiche Architectural Group, the construction and conservation of renovations to Jefferson County Health and Adult Probation Building, Fort Arthur, in the amount of $6,200. Item I is consider and approve the purchase and installation of a high power 250 kilowatt diesel 60 hertz three-phase with 24-hour fuel tank generated at Jefferson County Needed Health Clinic in the amount of $218,523, and that's funded through the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Round 1 the disaster project, now funded by the Texas General Land Office in accordance with the Texas Mass contract. Item J is considered approved disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Motion on both items.
Judge.
Purchase.
Judge.
On that number.
C.
Yeah.
I need a committee and one must be an elected official.
Yeah.
And also on A, can we add infrastructure on that item, please?
Infrastructure.
Yes, it's for infrastructure. We have to, we're going to have to start doing them individually. Next one will be for either buyout slash acquisition of homes. So according to the rules, we have to do a grant administrator for each step of the way.
I need a motion making A for infrastructure grant administration for community development block grants, and on C, I need one of you to volunteer to be on the committee.
I have a motion for the for the overall with the excuse me, with the grant administrator.
Okay, on infrastructure.
Yeah, I'm sorry, on infrastructure.
Second.
I need at least three other names to anybody within the county.
Okay, it'd be normally.
What have we done in the past?
We've had Patrick, Fred. We've had Natalie. We've had, it just really depends. We've had Alex.
County Anderson.
On what?
Being on this committee to select this.
Any elected official or?
Just one, just one. I just need one from the commissioner's court.
Oh, one from commissioner's court. Okay.
I learned a long time not to bother to.
You got it.
So I'm not being one of the senior commissions.
But we have to have this pre-established.
They didn't both fight it out. I'm nominating.
I'm actually on the review committee, so I have to, you know, thank them.
Okay, I'm nominating.
You will, Commissioner, thank you.
Yes, there's a couple of questions. Alex, if you don't mind, the specifications, who, it never tells us. And I know the judge asked, was it from the helicopter thing? Who prepared the specifications for this hangar thing?
Fitz and Chip.
Fitz and Chip?
Yes, sir. They were the ones who originally engineered the reconstruction of that hangar.
Okay.
And for members of the public that might not understand what we're doing in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, one of the military helicopters, those double-bladed helicopters got too close to hangar number two, and it was a heck of a mess. So. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Now, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under county auditor, item A will be tabled. What favor of addendum item, item B, is consider approved budget transfer from county clerk to replace the computer in the amount of $1,505. Item C, is consider approved electronic disbursements of $621.90 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for July insurance reimbursement. Item D, is consider approved amendment to Jefferson County Nationwide 475B plan to allow participants to have two outstanding loans. All other loan collections will stay the same. Item E, the regular county bills, check numbers 448334 through 448632. And via addendum, item A, is to consider an approved budget transfer from Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repair to machinery. The motion on both items under county audit.
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Offit, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk. Item A, is consider possibly approve, execute, receive, file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County Board of Nations Independent School District for the November 6th, 2018 general election. Item B, is consider approve downgrade of election warehouse supervisor position to deputy county clerk position. $13,000 saving. Consider an approved increase in the annual budget of two voting assistant positions by $2,000 each. Increase the annual budget of the ambulance programmer position by $2,000. And increase the annual budget of the election manager position by $4,000 for an annual budget of $71,550. The net effect of all changes will provide an annual savings of $3,975, including salary and fringe benefits. Item C, is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, file a joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Hampshire Finette Independent School District for the November 6, 2018 general election. Do I have a motion on those items under county clerk?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offit, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I got a question. Calvin, is it, I thought they, does the school district change their elections or something?
Those school districts have always had their elections in November.
In November? Okay.
Yeah, I think Port Arthur is the only school district that have their election in May.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I got a question. Carrie, you reviewed these upgrades and changes in the paperwork?
Yes, sir. They're in compliance with policy.
Okay, so the range of salary currently with these increases?
Still within the ranges. Yes,
all right. Thank you.
I should have said something about that, because I had emailed him last week and asked him that and gotten that response. I should have copied y'all on his response. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider public approval authorized county judge to execute receive file memorandum of understanding with Jefferson County Texas A&M AgriLife Extension pertaining to information technology services, and item B is to ratify the county judge's execution facility rental agreement for Lamar State College Port Arthur. And I'll just mention that's for, it's actually not just any rental cost, just using a room to meet with one of our senators about the hurricane protection that.
I'm glad you brought that, because I was like, you know, it'd be as much work he'd do down there with Port Arthur.
Move
by Commissioner Hall, second by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's happened. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for June 28th, including year to date total writing from county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Move by Commissioner Senate, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under Engineering, item A is consider proper approval final plat of James Acres, lot 1-7, being 25.948 acres of land out of the William Carr survey located off of Bell Road, precinct number 2. That's within the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction, was reviewed by the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission, met all of the platting requirements. Do I have a vote on that item?
Move
by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Stendahl. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I just wanted to ask y'all. I thought I'd seen an email, something about the flood zone or something. Steve was in correspondence with them. Have y'all reviewed this plat and it's ready for approval?
We have, and it is ready for approval. Thank
you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And Mr. Sheriff's Department, item A is consider possibly approve up to 90 days of medical leave without pay for Danny Moore. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda, Commissioners.
Judge, I slipped an item. I want to make a statement about. On item H under purchasing with the LaBeach firm, Dale, what I was trying to do, I know we're doing some renovations that will cost close to $80,000, but on the architectural designs, I'd like to leave Mr. LaBeach on trying to get that facade to look the same as the other two buildings, since we're doing some exterior renovations. So I just want to make sure I put that on record.
Okay, so
type of the construction, but the facade, the color scheme, because it's a red brick building, and we have stone buildings, all other buildings.
Okay, so on the DPS building, is that what?
Yes, DPS.
Okay, we have hired a contractor to do that went through court.
Right, I understand.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you'll just make sure Mr. LaBeach contacts Commissioner Sutter.
Yeah, I love this. Color schemes is what I'm talking about in the team.
A couple of weeks ago in Commissioner's Court, I brought up the fact that the Commissioner's Court needed to make a decision as to whether or not the county wants to participate in either the buyout or acquisition program. I met with the Texas General Land Office, and the method of distribution had $2 million going to the county for the buyout program. And we have been endeavoring, because there was just some discussion about y'all wanting to hear from CLO, and so we've been trying for the last few weeks to get them down here. And I think the only time that they were able to come, they called, and it was like 48 hours in advance of when they wanted to meet. So we didn't have time to post under the Open Meetings Act in order to allow them to get there. But I think what they're going to tell you is the same thing that I'm going to tell you, that the buyout program, people can apply. We have to get grants management administration for it. People can apply to be bought out. If they are bought out, if they're in a flood zone and they're bought out, then they would be, their home would be purchased at pre-disaster fair market value. Under the acquisition plan, they buy them out at post-disaster fair market value. The better thing for the county under the acquisition plan as opposed to buyout is that we don't have to maintain that property in perpetuity. We're free to utilize the grant funding to demolish the house after the proper appropriate environmental testing has been done, and then we're free to divest that property from our ownership, either under the local government code bid or sealed bid or auction or listing it with real estate agents. If someone else acquired it, then it would be up to them to elevate their structure if they wanted to build something on it above the flood zone to make sure that they made base flood elevation. But that's about as all the information that's available really about the buyout or acquisition program. So y'all think about that, because we're going to need to make a decision about it in the coming week.
Judge, I have a question. You said $2 million has been given to the county per se to go to the county, right?
Yes, sir.
How many homes in the county we are talking about that's affected? Do we know those numbers?
Well, we have to come up with a 7,000 port offer and 9,600. It's probably going to be, since we're only talking about the unincorporated areas,
yes,
each of the cities will have a separate allocation under the Methodist distribution. Probably a couple of 700 or 800 houses probably eligible. Then you've got to see who would be interested. And if there's more people interested than there are money, well, the money's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. If a home's worth $100,000, that's only 20 homes.
Well, another issue that's going to arise is if the governing body is the one that's going to make the selection on the type of program that you move forward. Obviously, the acquisition part, as I understand it, is not, I don't want to use the word good, but it doesn't seem like a positive for the homeowner, because they're going to get more in buyout than they would in acquisitions.
Right.
So, you know, it seems that you would have more interest probably in the buyout than the acquisition, but there's a downside of the county, because then you're then, you know, tied to that property with maintaining it and that thing. So
yeah, just like the country lane estate.
Yeah.
If you don't buy out an entire community, then the remaining homeowners are in subdivision. The remaining homeowners are going to want those properties maintained.
Yeah. Which is what we did. Yeah.
And you tax your budget to maintain that. No, wait.
Yeah.
One of us four would tax our budget to maintain that.
But I mean, I hate that. You know, for the property owners, that they're put in that situation where there's got to be a choice, and one of those choices is not necessarily good for someone that has been through that flooding and lost their home.
But I mean, it can be good. I mean, if someone may very well be very interested in it, if they had no insurance, they got their FEMA individual assistance money.
I'm basically talking about a platted subdivision where you got homes like the country.
Yeah.
Right? We got a home that's, you know, $250,000. You get a post figure, it's going to be much less. That is kind of where I was going.
The reason I asked that is because we basically, what commissioner's saying over there, we're going to be making a decision, and we're going to make a decision for the betterment of the taxpayers in the county, I assume. So when we get down to it, we may have a good number of people out there saying that's not the way it ought to go. So we see any way it goes is a no win.
Well, I know neither of the board nations have elected not to participate in the program at all. Port Arthur, Palm Lodge.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have not had any calls to my office for buyouts or anything like that.
I've had two calls, and they were in pretty close to the immediate aftermath of Marty. I have not heard anything in the last several months.
Yeah.
And I'd actually asked an individual in the audit department who lives out in the unincorporated areas to see if any of her neighbors had any interest. I haven't heard back yet.
Well, I've had a couple of calls from the Hampshire area. But my concern, so that'd be good for this gentleman because he lives right on the bayou, and he's considering his dad, him, and his brothers think about buying, moving. My biggest concern with the bow is acquisition is better, but it's still not better for the homeowner. Is that in Port Arthur, and I speak in Port Arthur also because my precinct is that the loss of population is something that we're going to do. Some people are not back in their home. They don't know if they want to buy out or move or get back in their homes. It's too much confusion as funding goes. But I'm just concerned about the loss of culture. We talk about buyout, and that means some people can move outside of the county. They can't keep losing population. And we have other issues that we're dealing with. And I always also, as I was discussing with Commissioner Alford, this mitigation factor should go into this buyout. I know that's a federal decision, but there should be some mitigation that if we do bigger ponds, if we do more retention ponds, and reduce that water level from rain events, not from tidal surge, but rain events, people may not have to move because if you reduce that water from 4 feet to 2 feet, less homes on the flood. I had 2 feet in my house, maybe more drainage mitigation projects would stop that 2 feet and make it 1 foot, so that's my two cents on it, that we can't afford to keep losing population in Jefferson County and Port Arthur. Part of Jefferson County.
My last thing is this. With the program that's on the table, do we have any other programs that would enable us to combine whatever we decide with another program that may benefit the homeowner in a way that it makes it attractive? Because I've been around here a while and I know we've done some things like this in the past. Is there anything you've heard, Patrick?
Not as far as I'll go back and look at that as far as like part of the home buyout or the acquisition. Usually that, usually it's a 75-25, buyout too. And or at least that's about Western, like, after buy.
Okay. Yes. It still is for the buyout. It has been talked about as far as the acquisition is concerned, but I'll find out the answer to that question.
We really need those guys come before us, guys, because sometimes you just got to put them on the hot seat and let the public know that we're doing our job to put them on the hot seat.
Yeah, we've made several requests, but so far hadn't worked for money. Anything else? Not? Then thank you for being here today, and we're adjourned.